Welcome to The Grow Show, brought to you by Marty Grunder's Grow Group, where we specialize in helping landscaping companies clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grunder Landscaping Company. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays and are made possible by the support of Aspire, Bob Yard, and Xmark. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company on the Grow Group. Thanks for downloading the Grow Show. Today, I'm going to lay the framework for a very important role in our companies, the team leaders, the men and women that run the crews that physically do the work, all right? But first, a reminder. You can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since the anonymous person here in Dayton, Ohio, that donated $5,000 to the Dayton Food Bank in our company's name. This is really an incredible story, folks. A few weeks ago, I got a letter thanking us for donating $5,000 to the Dayton Food Bank. The Dayton Food Bank is run by my pal, Michelle Riley. She is an incredible, and in my opinion, the best nonprofit CEO in the Ohio region. We do all the landscaping there for free. It's our big give back. We donate time there to pack up food for the needy. It's incredible. So anyway, I get this letter saying thanks for the $5,000 donation. And I'm like, I didn't give the food bank $5,000, man. It's spring. I didn't get my H-2B workers. Like, I don't have $5,000 to give the food bank right now. We can do the work, but I don't have $5,000 right now to do that. So I called Michelle. I said, Michelle, there's got to be a mistake. I think you sent the wrong letter. She goes, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I must just been, you know, signing letters and not really checking. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Well, then she looked into it a little bit and she called back and she said, Marty, she said the money came from a foundation at Fidelity Investments and they did in fact donate $5,000 in your name because they appreciate what Grunder Landscaping Company does for the community and wanted to chip in. I don't know who they are. I've tried to find out. They don't want to tell me. But folks, I can't tell you how this makes me feel. I told our whole team, it's really good to tell you this. I just think it's cool. And so to whoever Mr. or Mrs. or Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous are that sent this $5,000 in, thank you. Someday I'm going to do something like this for someone else. You know, ladies and gentlemen, let's be blunt here and think about this for a moment. There's a lot of yelling and screaming that seems to go on in our world. This wasn't yelling. This was kindness and love, and it gets food in the mouths of hungry people. And I can't see how anyone would disagree with that cause. Great thing that happened. Thank you to Mr. or Mrs. and Mrs. Anonymous. Really appreciate you. Now on to this week's edition of The Grow Show. The question we may get asked the most in our peer groups is this one. How and where do you find team leaders? I need people to run the crews. I can't find them. Well, you know what? It's really hard to find them, ladies and gentlemen, and you honestly have to make them yourselves. You're probably not going to find them. So I sat down and I looked at all of them. I thought about this, all the training we do, all the things we've learned from watching other companies develop team leaders. And we're going to spend 20 minutes here today on The Grow Show in a very impactful episode that I hope you will let your management team listen to, send on to others. And I'm going to give you the framework to develop team leaders at your company. So let's dive into this. For starters, the best team leaders don't work harder than everyone else, folks. They just think and plan and work smarter than anyone else. The best team leaders, they win tomorrow, today, all right? They're thinking ahead. Your main goal for team leaders is to have a productive day. We should be teaching team leaders how to run a productive day that is safe, that's always first and at the top of the list, always, to have a day that is organized, very organized. There's a place for everything. Everything has its place. The timelines are laid out, that is profitable. We're understanding that time is money, that labor is money, that is less stressful, that's better for the clients, that's better for the people working on the crew with them, better for them. If I ask your team leaders or a room full of team leaders from all kinds of companies this question, how many of you have ever felt like you spent the entire day putting out fires? How many hands you think would go up? I think most hands, if not all hands, would go up. And then what if you told them, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as a team leader, the difference between an average team leader and a great team leader, it's not effort, it's preparation. What do you think they would say or think to that? Because you see, folks, here's what I know. A poor team leader reacts all day. A great team leader already knows where he or she is going, what equipment they need, what their crew is doing tomorrow, what tomorrow looks like. A poor team leader is engaged in nonstop firefighting, and a great team leader is in the fire prevention department. They anticipate. They're changing the batteries on the smoke detectors, folks. So I'm going to go through about 6 or 7 points here that kind of provide framework for developing team leaders. And all these guys and gals that we have on our team, like, we got to work with them. We got to make them better, all right? I'm trying to make you better. I'm doing things to make myself better. But point number one is a great day starts the day before. The biggest mistake many team leaders make is they arrive in the morning and that's when they start figuring things out. And that's like 12 hours too late, folks, 15 hours too late. The best team leaders begin tomorrow at 3 p.m. today on the job site of a multiple day job or at the shop at the end of the day, getting ready for a productive day. So a few episodes ago, maybe 10 or so, maybe 15, Jimi Hendrix was on here, our senior group leader, and we went through a lot of this. So I took a lot of notes from that. But here's our formula that we have for success for making a team leader have a great day. Every afternoon, they review their work tickets. They read the notes. They review the plans for the next day. They verify the materials, what equipment that they need. They verify the utility locates, the permits. They make sure that the crew knows the plan. And they ask themselves, what could stop me tomorrow? What would be a problem? And they solve that today. They don't say, oh, I'll talk to Jimmy about that tomorrow morning when 20 other team leaders want to talk to him. They also think, and this is something that I learned from Phil Harwood a couple weeks ago when we did a grow show on snow. And he said that before the event starts, he asks himself, where is my weakest link? What could get me? And so I think a great team leader says, okay, tomorrow, where is my weakest link? And then get ready for that. Is it the weather? Is it a storm coming and you're pouring concrete? Is it the fact that your number two guy's on vacation and you have two college students that are working with you? What is it? Okay. So I think it's important to teach team leaders some things that they should never do. Like number one, they should never say, nobody told me. Like the information's there, folks. Read the notes. Own your stuff. Study the prints. Know the plan. Let their minds work all night on that plan. That's why you do it the night before. And then when they drive in the morning for work, they can look at that and think about it, okay? One of my favorite adages that you've heard me say is all planning is good. When you have a system like that where a team leader can look the night before about what they're going to do the next day and it's already laid out, and we're not running around the morning trying to figure out what everybody's going to do when they're all standing there looking at you and payroll is burning, that's how you do it. All planning is good. In our structure here at Grunder Landscaping Company, we have team leaders and they report to group leaders. A group leader is someone who has multiple crews underneath them. Our mowing group leader has about 10 crews that report to him. He can handle that. Our construction group leaders, because their work is much more detailed, it's much needier, there's many more questions, they have about 5. And then our landkeeping crews or our gardening crews, those group leaders have about 6 team leaders that report to them. So, you know, it's just the difference of the work. Mowing, less questions, it's routes. I'm not going to say mowing's the easiest thing we do, but I think it is the thing that you can fastest get slotted and have people understanding what needs to be done. Okay. Those group leaders, the 5 group leaders that we have, they are critical to training, folks. They are working with those team leaders nonstop. There is a tremendous amount of training we do, but there's a lot of on-the-job training we do. And we work hard with the group leaders to have them mentor and train and empower the team leaders. They have to let them learn a lot on their own. They got to let them make mistakes. They don't just solve all their questions and give them all the answers. They say, well, what do you think you ought to do? We're trying to prepare people to fly the coop, folks. And when they come in and they're ready from last night's planning, there's less loading, less things like that. you can get going. Now, we load plants and mulch the morning right before we go. It's just how we do things. If you come to a field trip here sometime, you'll see what we're doing. But we don't want crews sitting at the gas pumps filling up trucks with gas. We want them focused in the morning at getting out of the yard and getting on the job site and keeping that indirect time we don't get paid for, down. It'll make that doable for everything the night before if we do it this way. All right, setting it up. So point number two, own the morning. Great team leaders arrive early. We like to see them here about 6:45. But understand, folks, they've already filled up with fuel and the details the night before, they've gone through that, okay? We run box trucks for our mowers, so they're not getting taken off and on the night before. The landscape crews have boxes, so their tools are always in there. We're not taking wheelbarrows off. They're on top of the cab shields. We'll show some pictures of that now, all right? But also keep in mind here, let's just keep it real. When I got started in business, I didn't have all these nice setups, folks. This takes time. So if you have open trailers and the like, that's fine. Don't worry about that, okay? It's okay. Just make them be clean and organized. Think through, like, would I want to run that? Make sure the tires are good. Make sure it's got a pinel hook, safety chains, the lights work. Look like a pro. And gradually, you can add to your fleet as the business grows and the budget allows for it, okay? Just have the folks, your team leaders, have them get in early enough to get organized. They look at their truck, they verify the tools, they check the trailer, they check the work ticket on Aspire or Element on the iPad, they review the daily plan. Everyone has a job. It should look like the U.S. Army, that we all have a purpose. The best crews are not standing around, okay? So they're checking all that out. They're checking the truck, they're checking the equipment, they're handling the vehicle readiness, they're filling up the boxes, your seed, your herbicide, your two-cycle, your tarp. The number two, we call it a team tech or a team leader in training is what we call them. And one of the reasons we have this position is they got to learn how to do this stuff because someday they're going to run a crew. We have a team leader, Edgar, that's developed numerous ones. He's a quiet, very good leader that teaches them. We often have the number two driving. So the number one, so the team leader can read the notes on the tablets on the way over. When the number one or the main team leader is driving, that number two is reading the tablet. We don't want them getting out of the truck and then trying to figure out what's going on. Read the notes to them on the way over. They're getting paid. Like, we expect you to do this. You jump out of that truck and you get rolling, ready to work. Third thing there with thinking about what the team leader does, aside from the first two things we talked about, they're loading supplies. Again, I mentioned the seed, the fuel in the cans, organizing the materials. Everyone contributes, folks, okay? Here's a key message. Chaos in the morning, that means chaos all day long, okay? Organization creates profit. Look at Chipotle. Look at Amazon. Look at a car wash. All those systems and things. You practice like you play. That's how it goes, okay? So that's a bit of the structure we put team leaders in. I hope I'm helping you. Let's talk about some other important parts of developing team leaders. But first, let's hear from one of our partners in success at Grunder Landscaping Company.
Are you still doing takeoffs with software from the prehistoric age? Sure, you could reach flow state counting thousands of tiny symbols and measuring endless lines, or you could let Bobyard's AI handle it in minutes and reach flow state at the gym instead. Bobyard automates takeoffs so you can bid faster, win more work, and spend more time developing real business relationships. Hundreds of contractors already use Bobyard to win more bids with less effort. You should too. Go to bobyard.com to book a demo. Make sure you mention Grow Show when you sign up and get 1 month free.
All right. So point three is safety before production. Okay. So Jimi Hendrix that was on here about 2 months ago, we had a morning where we did our circle in the morning. And right after it, he said, I need every person that drives over here with me at this truck and trailer. And the trailer was connected. The chains were connected, all that stuff. So apparently the day before, we all had a near miss. We went and pulled a machine up on a trailer and the pin wasn't in the hitch, okay? The trailer hitch was connected, the safety chains were there, but the pin on the pinel hook wasn't installed and clamped down. And when they rode the skid steer up on the trailer, it came up and you can imagine, I mean, that could have been awful, all right? Just one misstep, 2 seconds of work. Could have been catastrophic. The trailer could have come off the truck. flipped the truck over, killed someone. Somebody could have gotten hurt loading it. It could have been terrible. So our goal was to teach, right? The goal is not to get to the job fast. The goal is to get everyone home safely. So Jimmy took everyone over there and reminded everyone of what we're supposed to do. And I think your safety protocols, that's so important, folks. Those daily reminders for trailer checks, spotters, cones, wheels turned in, seatbelts, defensive driving. We say every morning in the circle, we talk about how important it is to be safe. A key line here is, folks, we can replace equipment. We can't replace people, okay? So safety is important, and this is all part of being a good team leader. If your team leader can't go out of here in the morning and bring everybody back safely, like, we got problems. So that means when you have a near miss, you talk about it. You get better. You don't sit around. You don't laugh and say, phew, were we lucky. You go and do something about it, okay? Point number four, lead people, not just jobs. And I think this could be the most important section. Many team leaders think their job is to get the work done. That's wrong. The real job is to develop people while getting the work done. Great leaders coach, they teach, they explain, they ask questions instead of do this, go over here, move faster. They ask, what's your plan? Jimmy talked in his session that was on the Grow Show here, and we'll make sure that episode is in the show notes. Jimmy talked about how he doesn't just give answers like I was mentioning before, how he asks questions so people learn to think. Teach this. Every day ask yourself, what did you learn today? What went well? That's a great line. You see a team leader, hey, what'd you learn today? What went well? How'd it go today? What do you think you could do better tomorrow? These are questions that anyone can be asking team leaders. Those aren't adversarial questions. Those are nice questions. They develop people. Think about this. If your crew gets better every week, your job gets easier every year. You're training people that are capable of doing so much more on their own. Point number five, think like an owner. Great team leaders, they understand profit. Not because they're accountants, folks, but because they understand waste. They don't throw away usable mulch. They take care of equipment. They avoid unnecessary trips. They protect the customer property. They follow the route to the job. All right? If we sell 150 hours and get the job done in 130, that's good. If we sell 150 hours and it takes 170, that's bad. All right? A narrative around job efficiency, that efficiency rating, which is your budgeted hours over your actual hours, that is a great discussion that no matter what language you speak, English or Spanish, it's okay because everyone understands that language. And here's something I want you to understand. Every dollar we save through efficiency can be invested back in our people, our equipment, and our future. Today, we're talking about developing team leaders on the Grow Show. I want to finish really strong here, folks. The best team leaders don't just finish the job. They finish the job professionally. Before they leave, they walk the site. Everything is perfect. It looks better than it did than when they got there, when we started, or when they got there that morning. They're checking the quality. We're making sure we're not putting ourselves in a spot to have a callback. They take photos. They post it in Aspire. They clean up. They review what they're going to do tomorrow. Maybe they're finished there. Maybe they got to come back, but they know what they have to do tomorrow before they leave. They don't go back to the shop and figure it out. They look at it, why their team is cleaning up. And so I would ask that you ask yourself on these closeouts, would I be proud to show this job to my family? Would I pay for this work? Knowing what I know about landscaping, would I pay for this work, Mr. Team Leader? Would I want this crew at my house or business? If the answer is yes, folks, you're done. Because if it's a job you're proud to show your family, if you yourself would give up your hard-earned money for the job, and if you'd like to have that crew working at your house, then you're done. You go on home. I want to finish with Jimmy's three habits that he shared in that Grow Show that I would encourage you to go back and listen to. I think in conjunction with this one, it's really going to help you see a path maybe with your leadership team on how you can develop your group leaders, your supervisors, your team leaders, your foreman, whatever nomenclature you use there. But I want to talk about his three habits he talked about on that episode. Pre-plan. Know tomorrow before tomorrow arrives. Know tomorrow before tomorrow arrives. Coach, make your crew every day. We said it before. If you get them a little bit better every day, you're going to have a better year every year. And then review. Learn from every day before starting the next one, folks. That's how it goes. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, the best team leaders at Grunder Landscaping Company, they're not the physically strongest guys and gals or the fastest or the loudest or the best looking. They're the ones who think ahead. They care about people, their clients, their team, the company, the public, and they never stop improving. They have a great attitude that's conducive to coaching. If you do those three things, if you plan, if you pre-plan, if you coach, and if you review, you'll have more productive days, safer crews, happier clients, and a lot better company. And if you're a team leader, you're destined to success with that mindset. One last point I think is very important to understand that you need to say to your team. And I think at times our teams don't understand the impact they make. And I think you will always be ahead as a leader if you can get them to understand the impact that they make. I tell my teams all the time. In fact, if you come to a Grunder Landscaping field trip, and I hope you will, you'll be able to see firsthand how we're doing this. They're coming up here in August, September, and October, and December. Let us know. We've got questions. Happy to talk to you about them. Over 500 companies have been through it. It's a great learning experience. I tell my team in front of those people that come to the field trip that they need to understand what an impact they make. We're here with some of the most successful landscaping companies in the country that come to visit us. We're learning from them. They're learning from us. But I also always tell them, listen, the sales pros here that are selling the work, they might spend an hour, two, eight, 10, maybe a real large job, 20 hours with the client. But at the end of the day, the impact and the ultimate opinion that the client makes of the company is going to be in the work that the crews do and how they interact and how they show up. And that's why you guys mean so much to us, all right? You are the ones that is selling the next job. You are the ones that are affecting our reputation. How you drive our work trucks, how you show up on the job, how you behave in front of the client, all of that makes a difference, folks. Team leaders, folks, you're not going to find them. You're going to have to make them yourself. I just gave you a whole ton of ways to develop them. Now go get to work. And again, by all means, come to our next field trip at GLC and see firsthand how we do that. I would love to have you here with us. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, folks. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us and you're listening to this on your phone or your iPad, hit that share button and share it with a team member or any landscape pro you know. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show, and a special thanks to Aspire, Bob Yard, and Xmark for making this episode possible. We'll talk to you next week.